Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Memchas. Bring it up, 6 lines down. We were discussing if Hazmana is Milsa or Hazmana is Lav Milsa. Machlokas Rava and Abaye. And we had said that Rava was of the opinion that he said Hazmana is Lav Milsa. In other words, I asked a question of that. Before that, I just want to explain one thing. There's something called Tuma of Midras. What's Tumas Midras? Tumas Midras is that if a person, let's say, is an Avatuma, they are a Zav or a Zava, or a nida, and they could be metame other things, even ochlin, adam and kalim, certainly ochlin umashkin, and they go out and they sit on something. If it's something which is normally sat on, like a chair or a couch or something like that, then they make that thing into an avatuma. In terms of that level, which then can affect other things below it. If it's something that's not normally sat on, then it's not an avatuma, it just becomes a different level of tuma though. So now the Gemara says, meisvei. Kippa she tamei midras. So if you have a kippa, which is a tse'if, Rashi says, this is a woman's scarf. She tamei midras, it's tamei midras. Rashi says, she'afu ro'i l'midras pa'amim, because sometimes they would go ahead and they would fold it up and sit on it, or they would make it something they put under their head. When the son of the sefer, and she decides, the woman decides to use it now for a sefer Torah, to cover over a sefer Torah. Torah min ha-medras, it's no longer the tum of tumas medras. Aval tamei maga u'midras, but it still retains the level of becoming tamei, of being touched by hemedras. Now, we see over here that this seif, right, what happened to the scarf, it lost its tumas medras by just designating it. It must be that designating is milsa, and you said it's not. And with the Gemara, no, ema Nisanaso ukrachto. Say that we're talking about a case that she already gave it over and wrapped up the Torah with it, and therefore it wasn't just a case of designation. She actually did something with it, so it's not a kasha. Frank of the Gemara, lovely Nisanaso ukrachto. Why do I have to go and say that she did both of these things, that she gave it over and she wrapped it up? If she actually did wrap it up, then that's enough. Even if she didn't designate it, says Gemara, Kedra Rav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Ha'ah Sudra de Azmenei Lemeitzar Beit Tfilin. If someone designated this a tefillin bag, you know, to put tefillin in it, Vitzar Beit Tfilin, and then he wrapped up tefillin, also Lemeitzar Pshita, you can't just put in, can't use it for your coins. Let's say you just mazmin it to be, but you didn't actually wrap it up. Or you actually use it to wrap it up, but you didn't actually designate it. Then you are allowed to go ahead and put coins in it, so it means you have to do both of them. And that's why that's who he was going with over here. So that's why it has to be not only get designated for the Torah, but also wrapped up with it. Okay. So Chista is agreeing with Rava that just as mana is not good enough. Says Gemara, Abaye, the Amar Hazmana Milsa, he says, being Mazman is considered something. Azmane, so if someone decided to be Mazman, something to be used to wrap as the tefillin, Afagav the Lotzabe, even though he didn't yet wrap tefillin in it still, he's able to go and use it for coins. Even if he didn't yet wrap the tefillin, he can't put coins in it. Tzabe, if you wrap tefillin in it, then e Azmane in. If he just went to wrap up the tefillin, but he didn't, was a mazmin, then he has been in, he lo has been lo. Then it's only going to be a problem if he was mazmin, and also if not, then not. Okay, let's go back to try to figure out a raya, whether or not hazmana by itself is considered milsa or lav milsa, that's machlokas. Toshema, nefesh shabono l'shem chai. Let's say, says Rashi, nefesh is binyan sh'al kever sh'beno l'shem chai l'kashe yomus yikover bo. This is a type of place that's built up for a person who's alive, that when he dies, he'll be buried there. Mutar ba'anah, it's mutar to get hanah from this. Hosif bo dimus echad l'shem eis, but if you add even a row of stones for a person who had died, right, yeah, you set up, Rashi says, nidbach shalavanim, then aser b'hanah is going to become aser b'hanah. Says Rashi, alma hazmana milsi. See, hazmana is a milsa over here, because it seems like the Bryce is telling us that it's aser to get a knot even before the dead person is put there, which goes according to Abaye, that hazmana is actually a milsa, even if nothing happens. Says Gemara, no, akamai skinan, derama b'me'e. She's like, because you actually put the dead body over there, and therefore that's why that happened, if not, then not. In fact, Gemara, yahachi, my iri Yosef. Why do you have to talk about our idea that he added a row of stone. Kilo Sivnam, even if he didn't add a row of stones, it would be the same din over here that's going to be us again, no, because there's a body that's there. Says Gemara, Lo Tzricha. Why do we need it? We need a case of Alpha Gav de Fanye. Even if you were to go ahead and empty it out of that body and move that body somewhere else, it's still going to retain the status of, in the case where you add a new rose, then it's going to be retain the status of Tuma, of Asa Bahana, if it had added the rose. But if not, then not, because it wasn't made for that person. Says the Gemara, Amarav from Bar Papa, Amarav Chista, Imayam Akiro, if you recognize the stones that was added, then Chotso Mutter, you can remove it, and then the rest of the thing becomes Mutter. No, the rest of that tomb that was built remains Mutter Bahana. Let's try again. Bring a raya that it's milsa, that hazmana is milsa. Toshma hachotziv kever la'aviv. If someone goes ahead and he digs out a grave of rocks for his father who passed away, v'halach kfaru bekever acher. But then he decided to go ahead and bury him in a different kever. He's a lily kever ba'olamis. The son can't be buried in that grave at all. Oh, which sounds like it became asa ba'ana when he designated it for his papa, right? And no one ever went in it yet. This is Gemara. Hashem Yishim Kfod Aviv. No, that's because of the honor of his friend. Rashi said, of his father, which is Rashi Yish Lochus. Aval Mishim Isra, no, Aleka, Kon Im Chotzvil Hashem Meis Acher, Mitchila Lov. He would have done it for somebody else, not his father, then it wouldn't be a problem to get enough from it. Even if one were to dig out the stone from to build a grave for his father, you go to the quarry and you decide to go get the stones ready, and you didn't end up building it. It's back in the Gemara. You decide to bury him somewhere else. The son can't use it at all for his own grave. If he says for the honor of his father, okay, then it makes sense. If you want to say the reason because of Hazmana, is there anyone who says that thread that was spun for in order to make burial shrouds, that the threads themselves become usher? Says Rashi, I feel a bayi lo kamer lay. The arig only if it's already sown. The arig chazi lemeis. Avotava pishton laarog beged lemeis lo amar de tavi asmana. Someone just spun the threads in order to be used like that. That's not enough, right? By or Rava wouldn't go that far. So if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to ask for the stones for the son's use, it must be because of the honor of the father, and therefore it's not a riot one way or the other. It's our discussion. Toshima. Let's try to see how Hazmana is lav milsa, like Rava said. Toshima. Kever chadash mutabana. A new grave is going to be mutabana. Rashi says, Hashaka salkatayta chafilu zimil mace. At this point of the opinion, even if you set aside for a mace. Hateable nefil asabana. But once you put a baby that died in there, then it's going to be asabana. Hatel in, which means only once it's placed there. Lo it alo. But if you didn't put in, then not. It says Rashi, Pyafa Gav, the Hizman. And even though you were masmin it, must be it's nothing. Is the Gemara? No. Who a din the Alpha Gav the Lo Hitel? Really, it's the same din, even if you didn't put the baby in over there. But we're talking about this particular case about the nefel in a grave in order to exclude the din of Shimon Gamliel. Damar ain le nefalim tfisas a kever, said that stillborns don't take hold of a kever that they're buried in. And Kamash Malan come to teach you, not like that. He does toface the kever. Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that a grave of a nefel is mutter fa'ana if you go ahead and you remove it from it. So we're coming against that to say Kamash Malan that that's not gonna work. It's gonna remain usher. Let's try again to bring a raya for Rava that Hazmana is lav milsa. Tashima. Mosar amesim lemesim. The extra money that's collected to bury the dead, says Rashi, Govu tzedaka lemesim mitzvah. For Mesa Mitzvah, Ola Niyam Mesim, Vosir mehen, you have leftover money, yanichu matzorich mesam acherim, you place it aside for other mesam. Mosar ha-mes, we said mosar ha-mesam le-mesam. Mosar ha-mes le-yarshav. But if it's for a particular, it's not just like the burial fund, you know, the chever kedisha, but rather we have money is collected for a particular dead person that is given to the yarshim. Says Rashi that gavu l'shem mace ploni, if you collected the money for a very particular mace, then the yarshav. Rashi says, rather is lehonus man that can get enough from it. Alma hazmana lav milsehi. See, pretty straightforward, that is not considered milsa. Says, we're not talking about iskin on shigavu mechayim. We collected while he was still alive. He's not able to be buried with such a thing then. All right, and therefore it's not considered anything. Even Abaye, who says it's milsa, would agree that this is not considered anything. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The halo taniach, he doesn't say that. Then now we looked at the Mishnah, Mosa mesim the mesim. It says that the leftover funds for mesim is mesim, Mosa mesim yarshav. But Tani Allah, and on that, the Brisa says, Kate said, how does that work? Gavu lemesim stam, if it collected money for particular for stam mesim, zeh Mosa mesim the mesim. Gavu lemesim zeh, but if they collected for this dead person, sounds like he's actually dead, then zeh Mosa mesim yarshav. Therefore, the fact that it's saying that the yarshim were able to use the money must mean that hazmana lav milsa. Says more lithamech, according to you, that, that it's lav milsa, we have a problem. We have a safe. Look at the safe of that. That says Rabbi Meir Omer lo yiga behen atziyov Elio. Says don't touch that extra money until Elio a navi comes and he lets us know what the din is. Rabbi Nosan Omer, like we're gonna. Rashi says can we first time a kid dem mefarish time of the command, like we're gonna explain later on. Rabbi Nosan Omer yasen a dimus al kiver, make a dimus. Rashi says that is a binyan, some sort of little building over there, over his grave. Oh, zilaf of nemitaso, or go and spritz some wine in front of his kever over there. Right? So we're seeing over here, must be that the hazmana is considered, is milsa. Oh, what are you going to say now? It comes out that the first part of the price is showing hazmana la milsa, and the second part is saying hazmana milsa. So the Gemara is going to say that really Abaye and Rava, really everything could work over here. Abaye mitayz tame, Rava tames tame. Each one explains according to them. Abaye mitayz tame, Abaye explains according to his own pshat. The kuli amazmana milsa. Really, everyone says hazmana is milsa over here. It is considered something over here. But what's the machlokas or not? It's whether the extra stuff is considered hazmana or not. Tanakama suffered the chazi leil tafis. Tanakama holds that the dead body is able to take hold of the part of the money it's necessary. The lo chazile lo tafis, but if the money is not ready for him, he doesn't end up taking it off. Rav Meir, besapkali tafis lo tafis, besapkali if he takes it or not. Hekachol yubeh, machiav olio, don't touch olio, and he comes. Rabbi Nosan, pshita le, devali tafis, of course it's tofis, even the extra stuff. Hekach yaseh, dimos al kever, therefore you go and you make this little monument over his kever. The Rav of Thomas Akame, he comes on and explains according to his own logic. Lekuli amazman alav milsi. Everyone says it's not, hazman is not considered something. Tanakama Savar Kibazu Le. Tanakama says that when they are Mavaza, the dead body, Savar Kibazu Le. Chuli Machel Ziluse Gabi Yershin. Collecting the money, like from a public matziv, says Rashi, Savar Mechayim Achle, Ziluse Venichale, she's Bazel Achim Isaso, Lehanas. Yarshin was already embarrassed during his lifetime collecting the money for him, so he will do it during death also. So ki bazile, just like there was a bizarre for him by collecting the money for him publicly, achuli machel zilusai gabi yarshin. He's letting go, he's being mochel, his embarrassment that's cost him in order for the yarshin to be able to get over here. And Rabbi Meir Masapkele, Imachil Lomachil, whether it's Machil or not. Hilkach lo yigibim, the Fatosha Leo comes. If not some Pshitle, the Lomachil, Masal Pasha, he was not Mochel, his honor for the Yarshim. Hilkachiasadimus al Kivro, Ozil, for him, he tells us therefore use it as something for his burial. Toshima, let's try again where we win. Toshima, now we're trying the other way to show that hazmana is lav milsa. Let me say a father and a mother of the dead body were throwing these kalim, garments, at the body of the deceased. Says Rashi that Zorkin Bigdayan love Yoser Minatzarech. Everybody chibasa, they love him so much. Machmas Saron, because they're in pain. So Miskavdin Lesser has called me Mamonim Alof. They're trying to ask her all the money in him. Mitzvah Lechem Latzilam, it's a mitzvah on others to go and to save it. Rashi says, Haron Osom Latzilam, don't you see that? To save it, for little me love, and take it from on top of him. De Ein Hashava Savay, the Gold of Mizah, there's no one shall be greater than that. Amazman Alav Milsi. Mosuzan is not considered Milsa. De Ein Milsa. He lekatzala. If it's considered something, then it wouldn't be able to be saved. Beep. Turn the page. Merchetsam abeis. Hossa mishum merorayu. No, that's not because they're in a serious state of bitterness. Rashi mitoch siren because of the pain. Hey, no sin kein vein lo asmana. There's no asmana there in the first place. So that's not a raya, but maybe the mazman woodwork. Says Gemara Yachi. That's really true. That it's batal because of the fact that they're what they're thinking. How did the Katani Allah? And how do you say that which was taught on it? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed Vamar Murim, and what are we talking about over here? Shalom Nagavimita, only when the stuff that was thrown in did actually touch the body and the place the body is. Aval Nagavimita, assume, but if they touched the body, then it would be Aser. But if the parents were in the state of mind, they did it wrong, you know, they didn't have the right state of mind at that stage, then why does it become Aser if they touch the bed? It shouldn't be Aser if his mother is Lav Milsa, says Rashi. If Imi Shomerayu, Lamina Samini Gisavita, why would touching it make it Aser? And for the Gemara, Tirgum Ula B'mitanik Barasimo, Ula is talking about the price, talking about that the bed is being buried along with the dead body, not just the bed that he was sitting on over there. Right, there was a time when they used to go ahead and bury the body, the when they would carry the body on something, and they would bury that whole thing along with it. Therefore, that would be because the Michlefe. The Michalfe B'Tachricha Ames. Rishon Gamliel is saying that those are going to be Aser B'Darabaran because they'd be confused with the Tachricha, with the burial shrouds, and therefore they Aser it over there. But in Chinami, we wouldn't say it's left after the Tasmana Milsa. Toshima, wa, comes the Gemara, it says as follows, it's trying to bring a raya for a baye. That Asmana is Milsa. Toshima. Kisha, Sola, Niach, Lo, Tefillin. Someone made this tefillin bag, and also la niach b'mos came up money of it. Niach b'mos tefillin. If you put tefillin in it, it wasn't made for it, but you just put tefillin in it. Niach b'mos, and you're allowed to go put money over there. So what do you see? That asmana is bilsa because you're not allowed to put it in once there are mazvin it. Says Gemara ema so v'niach b'tefillin. No, say what it means is that they made it and then they put the tefillin in it. They made it for and they put it in. Also, Niach Bomas, they give my money. Kid Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said, Toshima, let's try again. Amr le'uman. Let's say a person said to an uman, that's an expert in an area, a craftsman, Aseli tikshel sefer, make me a tik for a teru. Of nar tikshel tefillin, or the cases for tefillin. Ashlon Shab Shem Kadosh, if they didn't use Kedusha for it yet, then Amutal Shab Shem Chol, you can use it for Chol. Shab Shem Kadosh, but if you use it for Kadosh, Ashlon Shab Shem Chol, you're not allowed to use it for Chol, which seems to be saying Asmana is Lav Milsa. Says the Gemara, Tanoi, Smachukas Tanoim, the Tanya will learn Tanabraisa, Sibin Shel Zav. Let's say he coated the tefillin with gold, right? We're talking about, says Rashi, Litfillin, Sibin Zav Litfillin. Then, Osha Tala Aleim or Shel Behema Tamea, or he made this case out of the animal hide of a non-kosher animal. Rashi says Lashon Talai Klomar Chifon Beor Behema Tamea. Then Psulos. Then these are going to be possible. Rashi says Halacha L'Moshe Misinayu. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Or Behema Tahor, but Or Behema Tahor, the Kshir is Kasher. Afapi Shelo Idun Lashman. Even though he didn't do it, Lamer Avinim Lashma. Rashi says Psulos also the Chsir Behen Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. This can't be in your mouth. Afagav Shelo Avdu Leor Zeh Lishmo Dazmana Lav Milsehi Veloch Baslan Ba. We don't care. It doesn't do anything. So B'Shem Lila Lamer Af Or Behema Tahor Psulos. Even if it's Kasher, it's going to be Pasul. Adshi Avdu Lishman unless it's done for Lishma. So we see this machlokas over here between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tana Kama. And that's the machlokas Abai and Rav over here. So we see that there's both opinions. Amar Ravina Rav, Mika Duchta de Romu Be Mace, is there a place where they can put a dead body, V'argu Begin La Mace, while people are will weave the burial shrouds for him? Does that make sense? Go ahead and, you know, hold on, body. We're going to go ahead and weave something for you. And we had that machlokas Abaye and Rava earlier about whether or not, if it's done for the sake of the body, not sake of the body, but how do you ever have a case like that? The body would just sit there and it doesn't make any sense. Amalei, so he said back to him, in, yep, that could happen. Can go in Shachfei de Harpanya, the case of the people who died by Harpanya. Says Rashi, Aniyim ha'yu, they're very poor. Lachamisa, Govinlan, Bergenlan, and after, Begadim, Kalushin, Lachamisa, and they would do it after the person would die, they would come together and come like a very chrefti type of stuff that they would put together. That's what we're talking about over there. Darash Mirim are Hilchasa, what's Alocha? Kavaseda Baye. That is Mana Milsa. It is Milsa. Rabbanana Mirchasa Kavaseda Rava. The Alocha is like Rava, that it's Lav Milsa. Hilchasa Kavaseda Rava, that it's Lav Milsa. As Mana is nothing. Tanu Rabbanan. Haruge Malchus Nichnaseim Lamelach. Someone who's killed from the king, says Rashi Shinischaivu Misa, La Malcha Yisrael could go in Shemardubo, there's a Marida, Dachsev, Koli Shesher Yimru, Aspicha, someone who goes in and goes against a Malcha, someone ends up happening, all of his property goes to the king. Haruge Beizdin Nichnaseim Lirishayim, but someone's killed by Beizdin, the Nichnaseim, his property goes to his heirs. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Af Haruge Malchus Chayim Lirishayim, even those who are killed by the king also, but the government still goes to the Arshim. Amr Leila Rabbi Yehuda, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, if I look for Namar, Hine Vikarim Novos Asher Yarad Sham. Larishto doesn't say that Achva Melech is in the vineyard of Novos and he went there to inherit it. Says Rashi Larishto Mashma Yerusha Gamuro Minadin. That's done properly. Now, what in the world are we talking about? This is Achava Melech. He came to a person, his name was Navos. He asked him, sell me your vineyard, and this is all in Malachim. And he said, no, I don't want to do it. So he said, oh, I came back to the queen, and he told what happened. And so this is Izebel, Jezebel. She was like, oh, you want to buy this over here? No problem, I'll work it out of here. So what did she do? She got Edom to testify falsely that Navos had spoken against the Lord. He cursed the Lord Almighty and the king, and therefore he was Chayv Misa. And that's ended up working. Navos was killed, and Achav went to the vineyard, and he went to go take it. And in the Pasuk it says that Hashem says to Eliyahu and Navi, and he tells him to meet Achav in the vineyard and to give him tochacha for this type of behavior, for what he did over here. But we see he's saying, the Rishto, Vashon, Yerusha, Gemurah, Min Adin, which is against Rabbi Yehuda. I'm going to answer really, say back, Ben Achi of Ivoya. No, Achav HaMelech was actually the son of the father of Navos' brother. The son, Hashem Yazor, he was the son of, basically he was Navos' first cousin, right? His father's brother. And therefore, Roy Lirshal, he was Roy, it's actually Yoris to him. That's why it says that. So you don't have a raya. Valo harbi banamayulo. Frankly, Marv, didn't he have a lot of kids? Right? He has many sons, and therefore they would have got the Yerusha before. So the fact that he's going and taking it over there must be that he's not doing it, you know, through Yerusha, but he's doing it through the king. And you know, the king kills, then you can go and you can take it. Says Gemara, Amr Lahan, so this is back, Osovia's Ban of Harag. But it says that Achav killed him and his sons, and he was the only one that was left. Shanamar, the Pasuk says, Imlo is Demei Navos, there's Demei Ban of Ra'isi. Surely I've seen the blood of Navos and the blood of his sons. Virabanan, that's in Navos, actually had sons. How do they explain this Pasuk? Ahu Banamar Uyin lost his men. If that's talking about the sons that would have come afterwards, if he would have stayed alive. Now he was killed, so they weren't able to come about. Right, so the sons that he did have during his lifetime were alive after he died also. All makes sense according to one who says that the nechassim that go against the king goes to the king. And then we can understand that which it says in the Pasuk Navos, blessed, meaning cursed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the king. Someone says that it goes to the Yarshim, to the heirs. And the reason Achav took it is because he was the closest one. Lamanli the Vamelech. Then why is it necessary for the Edom to say that he cursed Hashem and the Melech? Even if it just would have been Hashem, he also would have been killed, and he would have gotten it because he's a relative. It says Rashi, Lamanli the Melech. Imishum the boy lemiktalei v'yirshana machmas korva. Bebarach Navos Elokim Sagi. It's enough just him doing to Hashem. Why does he say the Melech? V'letameich. But now we flip it the other way. According to you, that Achav is going to get it because he was going against Hashem. Elokim Lameli. Why is it necessary to say that he cursed Hashem? Elala Fushe Rischa. You must say that they accuse him of coming against Hashem in order to increase the anger. Rashi says the dayanin alav of the denim against him. Shelo yiranenu acher achav lemeri shelo hargo ubli pesha. Hachanaim is here also lafush yiritzcha, just to go and to increase the anger of the people to come come against him. Says the Gemara, let's try say another idea over here to go and back it up. The Chachamim Bishlman Damar Nechseim LeMelech, who says that this property goes to the Melech. Henu Nechseiv Yonos VeYov El O Hel Hashem Yechazik B'Kanan Zem Mizbeach. In Melachim it says that the pasuk says in Yoav ran to the tent of Hashem and grabbed onto the horns of the Mizbeach. Uchseiv, and it says VaYomer Lo Kipo Amos. They said, no, I'm going to die over here. I'd rather die by the hands of Sanhedrin than of the sword of Shlomo HaMelech, so that his stuff would be inherited by his Yarshim. Oh, you see, otherwise it goes to the king. That's why he said such a thing. Alaman Damar, there's a feeling that Sanhedrin kills him, so then he goes there. But if the Shlomo HaMelech kills him, then the stuff goes to Shlomo HaMelech, and he'd rather come to his Yarshim. He was going to be killed either way. David HaMelech asked Shlomo to go and to kill him because of the fact that he killed certain people, and he was worried if Shlomo kills him, he's going to lose a possession. It's not going to go to his Yarshim, so he'd rather have the Sanhedrin kill him and then it'll go to his Yarshim. Elaman Damar Nechseim LeYarshim, it goes to the Yarshim. Might not have got him. Who does he care? What does he care if the Sanhedrin kill him or Shlomo HaMelech kills him? There's no difference. It says Gemara L'chayisha. No, he wants to keep his life longer. She says, "Dechuy ba'alma ad sheyashivu hadvarim l'shlomo yivu," until they tell Shlomo, and then he ends up, surviving. He's just trying to survive longer. Vayoshev ben Yoel es hamelech davar lemor, and when Yoav didn't listen to ben Yoav to leave them his Mizbeach, it says, and Benio brought back the word to the king, saying, "Kodi bar Yoav ko anani." This is what Yoav said, and this is what I answered him. Right? They had a big conversation going back and forth. What was it that was said? Amalei, the conversation was that Yoav said, "Zil emalei tarti lo tavid b'hai gavra." Go and tell Shlomo HaMelech, you can't do both things to me. Right? It means, ikat lilei, if you kill me because of my killing Avner and Amasa, this is who you're guilty for, then kavula to say the lati avuch, you have to accept for yourself the curses that your father said against me. After David HaMelech heard that Yoav killed Avner, he cursed him in saying that Yoav was going to have descendants who were going to perish by the sword and suffer from sicknesses. The Gemara here is saying that Yoav was saying to Shlomo that if he killed him, the curse would come instead on David and Shlomo's own descendants. And because he shouldn't have the curse anymore because he's already got a kapar from being killed. And therefore, it hit David HaMelech because we say that a curse made eventually is going to come to the person who made it, says the Marashah. Shekav v'tzedelati avuch. V'lo, and if you don't want to go and accept the curses, and shafke deleku b'letu se delati avuch, then leave me alone, and then I'll remain with the curses your father put on me. V'yom lo HaMelech ha'sei kasher diber u'pagabo u'kvarto. So it says that Shlomo said back, the king said to Benio, do as he's spoken, kill him and bury him. Shlomo accepted upon himself the curses that were put on Yoav. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Amarav, Kol Kilo Shakil David Yoav, all the curses that David HaMelech put on Yoav, this kind of Zerah of David, happened with the Zera of David because Shlomo HaMelech accepted it when he killed him. Says Rashi, Shakibel and Shlomo Alav, because Shlomo HaMelech accepted it upon himself. Where do we find that it happened? In Shmuel Beis, Al Yikars, Beis Yoav, Zav, Mitzaro, Machzik, Bapelech, Venofel, Becherim, Bechaser, Lachem. It says that this is what David HaMelech said to Yoav. "You shall not cease from the house of Yoav, a Zav, a Mitzaro, somebody who's with a cane, and somebody who falls by the sword, and somebody who's lacking bread. Zav, Merechavim, Dechsev," and we find the Zav was filled through Rechavim with Shlomo HaMelech's son. As it says, "V'amelech Rechavim amis lalos b'merkava lanus Yerushalayim," and Rechavim HaMelech, he pushed himself to climb into the chariot to flee Yerushalayim. Uksiv, and it's about Azav, V'chol Merkav, Asher Yerkav, Alav, Azav Yitma. Any type of equipment riding on that Azav rides on is going to become contaminated, which means that Rechavim had, it was Azav. Mitzara Me'uziyah. Me'uziyah. We find Mitzara that came from Uziyah, who was also came from David Melech. The Siv, as the Pasuk says, in Devarayamim, Uvecheskaso Gavalibo Ad Lahashchis. When he was strong, he became arrogant, so that he acted in a way of hashchasa, was corrupt. Vayimol b'Hashem elokav, and he went did meila against Hashem. Vayavo el heichal Hashem lahakteil mizbach ketores, and he came into the heichal Hashem to do the ketores. Except it says vatzaras zarcha b'mitzchah, and tzaras broke out on his forehead. He ended up getting tzaras. Machazik bapala bapelech, someone who's up with a cane. Me'asa, Rashi's Ochis Makel, Lishanulov, Machmas Cholier Glaim, he's going to be sick with his legs, he's going to have to hold into a cane. We see that from Asa, who also comes from David Melch, to Sif, Rakla Ace, Ziknasu, Cholos, Raklov, he was old and got sick with his feet. Viomar. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Shachazo Podagra. He got hit by a disease called Podagra. Rashi says, Kain Shemacholi, Apilishlonenu. Yeah. Now, Amarle, Mar Zutrabid, Rab Nachman, Lirav Nachman, Hechidami, what's the sickness? Amarle, Kamachat, Vibsarachai. It feels like a needle that's going into, you know, fresh skin. Painful. Miniada, how does he know? Ibai Sema, Mechash Havachaisbei, he himself had this. Right, he was sick, so he knew about it. Oh, Rabbi Seima, my rabbi, I've really learned it from his rabbi. Rabbi Seima, this is Sod Hashem L'Rav, Briso L'Odiyam. The secret of Hashem is with those who fear him, and his bris is Briso L'Odiyam. Hashem makes a note to them. Insider trading information. Hashem decides to tell this great sage. Some ruach hakodesh tickle. Nofa becherav miyoshiyo. The mechaferav that's yoshiyo from David Melchasu. The chesiva that says vayoru ha yorim la melech yoshiyahu. Terrible story that we read about on Tisha B'Av. That was the power Necho, right? He wanted to go fight against another king, and he wanted to go to the land of Israel, and Yoshiyahu, he didn't let him go through, and they went out to war, and he ended up getting killed. They made his whole body like a sieve. I think that was the storyline of 300 arrows going through him. The chaser lechem mi chanya, the chesivit says, varuchasa, aruchas tamid nitnalo. In reference to his meal, a meal was given to him all the time. This is, says Rashi, mi eis Nebuchadnezzar, hoysalo. He got it from Nebuchadnezzar, and before that, he wasn't able to get it. And this is right before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. He was taken and he was imprisoned and he didn't have any food. And then he got it from him after, which means that he didn't have it at some point. And all the curses we see happen with his descendants. Amrav Yudamarav, Hainu Damarin Shit. It's like the old saying goes, beep, turn the page. Mem Tesamanav, Tehe Luta Velo Tehe Lotta. Let yourself be one who is cursed, but do not let yourself be one who curses. Says Rashi, Noach lo, noach lechalios mina mekulalim. It's better for a person to be part of those that got cursed. V'lo mina kalalim, those who are actually cursing. Lefisha self killas chinam lo shuvah makal. Eventually, someone who curses chinam, the curse flips around and ends up on them. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.